All right, fantastic. Hey, guys, once again, this is Jamie Storiano from New York City. Just wanted to wish all you guys a great morning. And if you're on this call today, I want to congratulate you. Not everybody jumps on these calls, and it's really unfortunate because there's so much information. There's so much value. Every single morning, guys, just so you know, if you're brand new to MLSP, every single morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time, we do one of these calls, and there's always a leader, someone that's doing extremely well inside of MLSP that actually runs the calls, and every call is different, okay? Sometimes they'll give some information on mindset, which is what I'm going to cover today. Sometimes the person speaking will give some information on traffic. Sometimes it'll be on whatever, okay? But just understand that there's a lot of information out there, and the more you plug into these calls, the more you get involved, okay, the more you participate inside of My Lead System Pro and these calls and all the webinars and everything that really they put together, the faster you're going to be able to accelerate your success, okay? The faster you'll be able to, you know, reach whatever destination or whatever goal you're trying to hit, okay? So what I want to do, guys, every time I get on these calls, and I get on these calls every 2 weeks or so or something like that, but what I want to do is I want to cover really some things on concepts and some mindset stuff, okay? Because to me, that right there is really where the game is won and lost, okay? I believe, and this is just my opinion, that 90% of success, 90% of winning, 90% of doing well inside of this industry or anything you do is really just the way you think, okay? It's really the way you think. Yeah, you need to learn some stuff on marketing. Of course, you got to learn stuff on marketing, okay? You need to learn all these things that we teach, okay, inside of the webinars and all these different traffic strategies. You need to learn that stuff, okay? Don't get me wrong. I'm not belittling that. However, if you don't have the right mindset, okay, coming into the game, if you don't have the right mindset as you build your business, none of that stuff is going to matter, okay? None of that stuff is going to matter, okay? And for me, the more I do this, and I've been doing this for a long time, I've been inside of this industry now full-time for coming close to 15 years. I'm kind of dating myself there, but I got involved in this industry when I was pretty young. But I'm coming up to my 15th year in this industry full-time, and I've been involved with My Lead System Pro a little less than 2 years, okay, but about 20 months or 21 months. And the more I do this, the more I talk to people, the more I connect with people, the more emails I get from people, the more messages I get from people, the more clear it gets to me, the more I can't even think of the word here, but the clearer it gets to me, okay, why people don't do well in this industry, okay? And really, when it comes down to it, it's just the way they think. Okay, some of these messages that I get, some of the phone calls I get, are so crazy. It would be a comedy show if I told you some of these calls that I get. But it really just makes me understand that it's really the way you think. Okay, when you look at someone successful, when you look at the Brian Finales and the Norberts and the people that are doing well inside of Lead Pro and the people that are just doing well in general inside of your primary companies or in this industry, or just, you know, well anywhere in whatever business. Okay. They process information differently, okay? They process information differently. They think differently. And so what I want to do over the next 10 minutes or so is really just give you some nuggets, just give you some things that you can take away, okay, and you can implement and apply to your business and in your life that really, for me, and I really mean this, okay, if you apply one of these things, never mind all of these things, okay, but just one of these things, it'll make a drastic difference in your business, okay? I promise you that. And I know mindset is not the sexiest thing to talk about, but I'm telling you right now, it's so critical. It really is. It's so critical. So what I want to do, one of the things that I've done over the last 14 plus years is I always fill my mind with some type of information every single day. Okay. Sometimes I'll read a book. Sometimes I'll listen to listen to a tape. Okay. Because back in the day we used to listen to tapes. Okay. Now we have DVDs and CDs and MP3s and all that stuff. Right. But I always try to fill my mind up with some type of new information, okay? And one of the things that I did over the last couple of weeks is I actually picked up a book that I actually read years ago, okay? But I actually have a library here in my home office. And sometimes if I haven't picked up a book in about a couple of months or even a year or 2 years, this particular book I read 5 years ago, I'll actually pick it up again and read it again because the information that I'll get the second time I read it is information that I probably missed the first time, okay? So here's nugget number one. Go start a library. Go start a library. Some of you guys are like, really? Do I really have to? Guys, leaders are readers, okay? Leaders are readers. You ask the Todd Falcones. You ask the that you ask all these people that are icons in the industry, they read, they fill their minds with information. How can you give value? How can you raise your value and give value to the marketplace if you're not reading, if you're not increasing your value, if you're not working on yourself? And so what I want to challenge you to do is just start a library. Okay? I started a library 14 plus years ago, and now I have hundreds and hundreds of books. Okay, I haven't read all those books, but I have a handful of books that I bought and I've never even read. And my goal this year is to read some of those books. Anyway, what I want to do, I want to cover six things, okay, that I actually took away from this book that I read from Brian Tracy. By the way, if you're interested in finding out what the name of the book is, it's called Focal Point. The author is Brian Tracy. All of you guys probably know who Brian Tracy is. And I took away six lessons I got from this book, and I want to just share that with you. And I want to gear this towards the newest person on this call. Okay, there's some veterans on this call. Maybe there's a few people on this call that have been around the industry for a while and have had success, and that's great. But I want to gear this towards the person this is their first call. Maybe they're just getting in the industry, because really, I think these nuggets will help everybody, but really I want to gear it towards you, because if you start this game, if you start your business thinking the right way, you're going to be so far ahead of the curve, it's going to be unbelievable, okay? So real quick, okay, I'm going to give you six lessons that I took away from this book. Number one, and it sounds so basic, guys, but it's so true, your life only gets better when you get better. Isn't that funny? Isn't that crazy? I mean, I read that and I was like, man, that is so fundamental, so basic, but man, it's so true, okay? Your life only gets better when you get better, okay? If you want things to get better inside of your business, if you want your finances to get better, if you want your health to get better, if you want anything, if you want your relationships with your family to get better, relationships with your team and friends to get better, you got to get better, okay? Don't wait for external stuff to happen for stuff to get better. You need to get better, okay? Number two, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. All that matters is where you're going. And that's a big one, guys. Okay, so many people, they get involved in this industry and they have so much baggage, so much crap that they bring over, so many other failures that they've had in their life and things that have happened to them in the past that they sabotage themselves before they even begin. They self-sabotage their success before they even begin because of all the stuff and all the failures that have happened to them in the past. And I'm telling you right now, leave that stuff in the past, okay? That stuff doesn't matter. It really doesn't, okay? I don't care if you've never made any money in this industry. I don't care if you've never built a business like this before, okay? You have everything you need to win, okay? Especially if you're with My Lead System Pro. I mean, are you kidding me? The tools, the training, the value, the leadership, the people that are in this community, all you got to do is plug in. You look at people like Dean, you know, you look at people that are doing well, okay? I mean, I remember the first time Dean, you know, started plugging in. I didn't even know who this guy was, man. He was plugging in, getting on these calls, and I'm like, man, who is this guy? And all of a sudden, I just see him everywhere, right? I'm like, man, that is unbelievable, okay, how someone who just, to me, it seems like he just got started yesterday, okay? And I'm not even that old in the system, okay? But I remember it seems like he just got started yesterday, and to see the success that he's having right now is just, it's, you know, it builds my belief, okay? So I want to thank him publicly. It builds my belief, okay? But it really is true. You can come in here and just do whatever you want to do, but you can't bring crap from your failures and all the other stuff you've had in your life. You've got to start here brand new with no baggage, okay? Number three, anything worth doing well is worth doing poorly, right? If you're sucking wind right now, if your blog isn't getting traffic, if you're not getting leads, guess what? That's normal. We've all been there. We've all been there, okay? But anything you get good at in your life and in your business, isn't it true that you might be good at something right now? Maybe it's sports, maybe it's whatever, okay? Isn't it true that at one point you sucked at it? Like, isn't it true that you were bad at it, right? But see, to get good, you got to be bad first, okay? So the problem is most people quit before they get good. See, some of you guys aren't getting leads. Maybe you're brand new. You can't figure things out. Maybe you have some information overload. We've all been there, okay? See, for me, I was there too, but I said, you know what? I'm going to get good at this. And I know for me to get good, I got to get bad. I got to be bad, okay? And I'm challenging you, okay, that if you're going to get good at something, understand that you're going to be poor at it first. But it gets better. It gets better if you plug in. It gets better if you practice. If you go to events, you know, like we have Live the Dream coming up. You got to get to that event. I mean, I mean, I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but man, get to that event, okay? It's gonna be instrumental to your business, okay? But just understand, guys, that anything worth doing well is worth doing poorly. Number four is within every problem or difficulty you experience, there's a seed of an equal or greater advantage or benefit. I'm going to say that again because it's powerful. Within every problem or difficulty you experience, there's a seed of an equal or greater advantage or benefit. What that basically means is whatever problem you have, you can pull something good out of it, okay? Whatever problem you have, if you're going through crap right now, there's something positive you can pull from it. Sometimes you gotta look harder, right? Easier said than done, right? Sometimes you gotta look hard for that good thing, but I'm telling you, if you look, you're gonna find it, okay? And just understand that most people that have had success, a lot of you, if you read biographies of successful business people and people that have done some tremendous things, okay, over history, a lot of times they rose to greatness at times where it looked like they were going through major crap, okay? It makes me laugh, okay? But just understand, guys, if you're going through stuff right now, there's some good you can pull out of it, but you got to look, okay? You got to look. Number five, you can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal you can set for yourself, okay? You can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal you can set for yourself. What that basically means is if you set a goal and you're serious about it, you can accomplish it. And I don't care what it is, okay? I don't care what it is. It could be anything, okay? You might not know nothing about the internet right now, or you might not know anything about online marketing right now. If you put the time in, okay, you're going to get good at it, okay? I started taking up Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu like 6 weeks, 2 months ago. I started taking these classes for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Why? I don't know. I feel like I'm getting older and I want to experience new things, and it's something I always wanted to do. And so I started taking these classes, okay? I started going to this local academy here, right? One of the former champions from the UFC trains over there and teaches there. I started going there, okay? And one thing I told myself, I said, no matter what it takes, okay, I'm going to get a black belt, okay? And I asked the person, how long does it take to get a black belt? He said, average, 10,000 hours on the mat. 10,000 hours on the mat, you'll be a black belt. I said, man, okay, that's... Number one, that's crazy, okay? But number two, I said, you know what? That's fine, okay? If I can invest my 10,000 hours on the mat, not overnight, but over time, I'll get a black belt. And you know what? To me, it reminded me of this industry, okay? If you put your time and effort into anything, and you put 10,000 hours into it, now you don't have to put 10,000 hours into anything in our industry, okay? But I'm just using that as an analogy. You'll get good at it. Okay, you can get good at anything you want to get good at if you made a decision to. And number six, the only real limits on what you can do or be are the limits you accept in your own mind. Okay? The only real limits on what you can do or be are the limits you accept in your own mind. You can do anything you want to do, okay, but you got to get all those limiting beliefs out of your head. And part of erasing or eliminating those limiting beliefs are plugging into these calls, plugging into the webinars, plugging into the live events. Those things are critical for your success, guys, okay? So, guys, I mean, those are six things that I took away. Okay, I'm just going to repeat them real quick just to recap. Number one is your life only gets better when you get better. Number two, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. All that matters is where you're going. Number three is anything worth doing well is worth doing poorly at first. Number four is within every problem or difficulty you experience, there's a seed of an equal or greater advantage or benefit. Number five, you can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal you can set for yourself. And the last one, number six, the only real limits on what you can do or be are the limits you accept in your own mind. Guys, I'm telling you guys, we have an incredible, incredible platform here with My Lead System Pro. You guys are so blessed. You should consider yourself so lucky that you have a platform like this that can accelerate your success, okay? And I'm not saying that just because you got started with My Lead System Pro that success is guaranteed, because you've got to put your time in, okay? We've just given you the vehicle to accelerate your success. You still got to get in there. You still got to go make that vehicle work. But I'm telling you, just consider yourself lucky, okay? And just plug in and make a decision today that you're going to make this thing work, okay? We have a second half of 2012 that you can – I don't even care how your first half went. You might have had an incredible first half. You might have had a first half that you wish you could forget about, okay? It doesn't matter, okay? The second half of 2012, you can do some amazing things inside of your life and inside of your business. And I'm just letting you know that you can. Okay, if there's someone that can give you some hope, it's me. Okay, I've been around this industry for 14 plus years. A lot of those years have been incredible. Okay, and we made a tremendous amount of money. But I got to tell you, a lot of those years weren't that great. Okay, and there was a lot of lean years, especially in the beginning, where I was going through some learning curves and I was going through some things where, you know, would make your hair fall out. Okay, but I'm telling you, if you just stick with it, you make a decision that you're going to make it work, you can make this thing work. So, guys, one quick thing before I wrap up the call tonight. Tonight, okay, we have our transformation webinar. If you want to, you know, learn some more information on how to transform your mindset and learn some, get some nuggets on how to think the right way, I would encourage you to plug in on that webinar. Okay, how do you register for that webinar? Just go to your back office. It's on your homepage. I believe you can actually register right on your homepage. Just click the link. You'll be able to register. And you definitely want to plug in there. And I would even encourage you to get your members there. Get people that are on your list. Get people that are on your MLSP team. Get them there as well. Okay? Because why do you have to spend all your time trying to teach people how to think when you can just plug them into webinars and calls and events and let the other leaders help you with that? Okay? So guys, I want to just let you guys know that, you know, we have an incredible platform here. Okay, Brian has done a phenomenal job. He's on the call. I want to publicly thank him. I always do every time I'm on these calls. But, guys, let's go out there and do some major things, okay? So with that said, guys, I got to run. Jamie Soriano here from New York City. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.